Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, August 21st. Hope you're well. Coming up:
she's currently in a serious but stable condition at Temple Street Children's Hospital.
Innocent child attacked in Cork assault, and Barack Obama throws his full weight behind Kamala Harris. Plus, we'll have all the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a young girl is being treated for serious injuries after an attack on a house in Cork. Gardaí are appealing for information after what's been described as a heinous assault on an innocent child on Monday night. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
The young girl was rushed to Cork University Hospital for treatment initially, but has since been transferred to Dublin for specialist care. She's currently in a serious but stable condition at Temple Street Children's Hospital. She was injured during a disturbance at a house in Charleville in Cork at around 11:30 on Monday night. Gardaí say they're following a definite line of inquiry and are appealing for witnesses who may have been in the area around the time of the attack.
Barack Obama has thrown his support behind Kamala Harris as he spoke at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. He was introduced to the stage by his wife Michelle and praised his former vice president Joe Biden, describing their relationship as similar to brothers. Mr. Obama told crowds in his hometown that he's fired up for the election campaign.
America's ready for a new chapter. America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
Meanwhile, Kamala Harris has been officially confirmed as the Democratic nominee in the US presidential election. The announcement at the party's national convention was purely ceremonial, as she was already announced as their candidate earlier this month. At a campaign rally in Wisconsin, the current US vice president outlined her vision.
A future with affordable health care, a future with affordable child care, a future with affordable housing and paid leave. That's the future we believe in.
Two other news, and the US Secretary of State says time is of the essence to get a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas over the line. Anthony Blinken is in Qatar for talks on the issue following discussions in Egypt and Tel Aviv. It follows the recent reported killings of militant leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah in Iran and Lebanon, which have both been blamed on Israel. Anthony Blinken says all sides must be involved in securing a peace deal.
Our message is simple, it's clear, and it's urgent. We need to get the ceasefire and hostage agreement over the finish line, and we need to do it now.
Back home, a status yellow wind warning has been issued for two counties this evening. Galway and Mayo will see unseasonably strong gusts with high tides and heavy rain. The warning is due to begin at 7 p.m. and end at 2 a.m. tomorrow. Cathal Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel says Hurricane Ernesto is to blame.
The first of those comes in effect tonight for counties Galway and Mayo, so we're expected to see some rather strong winds from the tail end of what is the remains of Hurricane Ernesto. That'll bring wind speeds up to 100 kilometres per hour to parts of the west coast, and even across other areas, winds will get up to around about 70 or 80 kilometres an hour, so unseasonably windy for this time of the year.
Tickets for Electric Picnic 2025 go on sale at 9 o'clock this morning. General admission tickets will be available, along with family camping, camper van and caravan tickets. Electric Picnic reverts to its original dates next year. It will be held between the 29th and 31st of August at its usual site in Stradbally in County Laois. In entertainment news, Jennifer Lopez is officially divorcing Ben Affleck after 2 years of marriage. The Hollywood couple got married in Las Vegas in 2022, having rekindled their romance almost 20 years after calling off their first engagement in 2004. Court documents show she filed the papers on Tuesday, exactly 2 years on from their wedding. And in sport, in soccer, Phil Foden and Bunny Shaw were last night crowned English football's best footballers by their fellow professionals. It's the fourth time in 6 seasons that a Manchester City player has won the men's award. City striker Shaw was the WSL's top scorer last season with 21 goals. Manchester United midfielder Grace Clinton was named Young Women's Player of the Year, while Cole Palmer was named Men's Young Player of the Year. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.